Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining Finding Sunday. And if you have found yourself here, you have found yourself in the right place. Today is Valentine's Day. And a lot of regions of the world, all over the world, just about 2021. But this Sunday, we're going to talk about godly love, but not in the typical manner that you're used to. If you don't know, the origination of Valentine's Day or Feast Day were celebrated for Christian martyrs. And I know you all are like, what? Christian martyrs. So think about this. This love and romance Valentine's Day was first created and celebrated for the Christian martyrs, who basically gave their lives for Christianity, the love of Jesus Christ. Now later, it became a significant cultural, religious, and commercial celebration of romance and love in many regions all over the world. But the question is, look at how things turned. So my question to you is, if you could turn things, how would you turn them today? And what kind of love do you see yourself having? And finally, how do you get it? I was always taught to value myself. And in some ways, through ignorance, to devalue myself. Not purposely, all the time, because of society. As a woman of color, many things can take turns and make you chance who you are. As a woman, a young woman that wasn't raised in great wealth, class can make you wonder about who you are. Even though I lived in an amazingly wealthy area, but on one little black street where all the wealth built around us. So I grew up with that contradiction, and so have you. If you understand where you are, you understand that caveat. Now you have to choose, and not in the self-help guru kind of sense. You have to know what you're looking for and give it to yourself. So many people tell you, oh, love yourself. Oh, you have to love yourself first. But if you don't know what that looks like, and you've never been shown that, how would you know? You carry on the rest of your life not loving yourself and treating yourself in the worst possible manner and not even know it, but know it. So this Sunday, as you find your Sunday, find yourself and do what we do best here and imagine what love looks like to you. In the perfect sense of our Father, not someone who you were given or born through, but in the perfect sense of God the Father. How do you identify that love? That is the question. You're going to go through a process where you love yourself a little more, and a little more, and a little more each and every day once you go on that journey. And it's not easy because you have to trust. And that means trust yourself and value yourself and not in theory, because you deserve it. And as you celebrate yourself, don't just wait for the holidays. Do it every single day. Start small and let it grow. That's the only way you'll know. And you won't need anyone else to tell you you've grown. Because it's satisfaction. Much like when you first fall in love properly. And that can take so many forms. So as you find your Sunday, this Valentine's Sunday, I ask you to make that change and turn just like Valentine's did in the past, and give yourself a romance that lasts. Thank you for listening to Finding Sunday. Until next time, we care, we love you, and we will help you always find Sunday.